The Boy Who Wanted the Wheels, told by Aaron Shepard. There was once a boy who was never frightened, for he had not enough sense to be scared. That's me. One day, Hans and his big sister were walking home after dark. The wind howled and the trees creaked and groaned. The road led past to a graveyard where the moon lit up rows of tombstones. Hans' sister began to quiver and quake.
Oh, this place give me the willies.
The willies? What are the willies?
Do I have to tell you everything?
The willies are when you get so scared, you shiver and shakes. Well, I never had anything like that.
I wish I would get the willies.
So, I know what they are like. The more Hans thought over it, the more he wondered about the willies, and the more he wished he could have them. One day, he told himself,
"If I want the willies, I'd better go and look for them."
So he said goodbye to his family.
What a fool.
I can't believe he is my son, or mine. And he started down the road. Hans walked for many days. Everyone he met, he asked,
"Can you give me the willies?"
"Boo!"
Many tried, but no one could. At last he came to the king's castle and stood before the king.
"Your Majesty, can you give me the willies?"
"Of course I can. I am the king."
The king waved his royal scepter.
"I command you to have the willies."
Hans waited, but nothing happened.
"I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I still don't have them."
"Oh well, at least I know where you can get them. On the other side of my kingdom is a haunted castle. If you spend the night there, you are sure to get the willies."
"Thank you, Your Majesty.
There's just one problem. No one who goes there ever lives through the night.
But if you stay alive and break the spell, you'll find the castle treasure."
"That's fine with me, as long as I get the willies."
It was midnight when Hans reached the castle. The towers cast eerie shadows under the full moon. The drawbridge lowered itself at Hans' feet.
"Seems like a friendly place."
As Hans entered the great hall, a fire sprang to life in the huge fireplace. Hans pulled up a chair and settled himself to wait.
"Now I'm sure to get the willies."
The clock in the great hall struck one. A voice boomed out behind him.
"Welcome."
Hans looked around and saw two men playing cards. One had a long black cloak and the other had a furry face.
"Rawr,"
Would you care to join our game? It's been so long since we had anyone to play with.
Hans took a seat. Certainly, it will pass the time while I'm waiting for the wheelies.
I will explain the rules. If my fiery friend wins, he will rip you to shreds. If I win, I will drink your blood. If you win, we will let you live.
Sounds fair to me. The ferryman dealt the cards. They played for almost an hour. In the end, the cloaked man won.
I want to drink your blood.
He moved closer to Hans, showing two long pointy teeth.
I think you cheated.
Hans reached for the pointy teeth and broke them off.
Snap!
And the man ran out of the hall. The ferryman leaped at Hans, but Hans sprang away and the man flew past, right out an open window. Hans heard a dull thud. Then he went and settled himself again before the fire.
I enjoy the game, but when do I get the wheelies?
The clock struck two. Hans heard a rattling, and into the hall marched a long line of skeletons. The first skeleton snapped its fingers. The second skeleton knocked his knees. The third skeleton drummed its skull. The fourth skeleton tapped along its ribs in a little tune. Clackety click, clock, clackety click, clock.
Nice beat!
The other skeletons formed a circle and started to dance. One skeleton stretched a hand toward Hans.
Don't mind if I do.
Hans took hold of two bony hands and danced in a circle around the hall.
Hey, this is fun.
The music got faster. Clackety clackety click, clock clackety 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 click, clock clackety.
Hold it! I can dance that fast!
But the skeletons gripped his hands harder and danced even faster. Clackety clickety clackety clockety clackety clickety clackety clockety. Hans gave a jump and pop. The two skeleton's arms came right off. The music and the dancing stopped.
I think you lost something.
The skeletons rushed at Hans and started jumping on him. Hans grabbed the chair and swung it this way and that.
Crash! Bash!
Bones flew here, there, and everywhere, till the skeletons lay all in pieces on the floor. Hans gathered them up and tossed them out of the window. Then he settled himself once again before the fire.
I like a little dancing, but I wonder when I'm going to get those wheelies.
The clock
2/3. From up the chimney came a deep voice.
Look out below!
Something huge came falling down. Shoot to miss the fire and thump, land before the fireplace. It was a giant body with no arms or legs or head.
Look out below!
Thump, 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 thump. Two giant legs and two giant arms land next to it.
Look out below!
Thump. A giant head landed by the rest.
I get it. It's a puzzle. And I have to put it together.
Hans heaved the two giant legs and stuck them onto the body. Snap, snap.
Hey!
It was the giant head talking.
You got the shoes pointing out.
Oh, sorry. He switched the legs. Snap, 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 snap. Then he stuck the arms and the head. Snap, snap, snap. The giant jumped up.
The spell is broken. You're the only one ever to get me together. The others all died of fright long before this. Now follow me to the castle treasure.
Hans followed him to the doorway.
You first.
After you. The giant led him to the country yard and pointed to a shovel under a tree.
Dig here.
You dig there. The giant dug till he uncovered 3 pots of gold.
Take them inside.
You take them inside. The giant took the pots of gold and set them down in the great hall.
One is for the king, one is for the poor, and one is for you.
Then he fell into pieces again and flew up the chimney. First the head, then the arms and legs, and then the giant body. Some folks just can't keep things together. Hans went back to his chair before the fire, curled up in it and sighed. It's nice to be rich, but when will I ever get the willies? And that is how Hans stayed alive, broke the spell and found the treasure. When the king heard the tale, he let Hans live in the castle. And when Hans grew up, he married the king's daughter. Within a year, they had triplets, 3 fine sons. Dearest, would you like to name them?
Certainly.
Their names will be Willie, Willie, and Willie.
But why all the same?
Because now, I'll have the Willies.